From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he commences the final message in this series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. As we've been seeing, the spirit of that passage carries over into chapter 12. The text for this message is found in verses 4 through 13 of that chapter, where the apostle reminds his readers that they have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Again, the emphasis is upon believers not giving up in the face of persecution, opposition, and difficult circumstances. God the Father uses these hardships for a number of purposes in the lives of His people. In the midst of such things, we can be sure that God's purposes are always for our good and for His glory. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, Running Through the Pain. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. Our text for this morning is found in Mark chapter 2 and verse 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Faith is full of inventions. The house was full. A crowd blocked up the door, but faith found a way of getting at the Lord and placing the palsied man before him. If we cannot get sinners where Jesus is by ordinary methods, we must use extraordinary ones. It seems, according to Luke 5:19, that a tiling had to be removed, which would make dust and cause a measure of danger to those below. But where the case is very urgent, we must not mind running some risks and shocking some proprieties. Jesus was there to heal, and therefore, fall what might, faith ventured all, so that her poor paralyzed charge might have his sins forgiven. Oh, that we had more daring faith among us! Cannot we, beloved, seek it this morning for ourselves and for our fellow workers? And will we not try today to perform some gallant act for the love of souls and the glory of the Lord? The world is constantly inventing. Genius serves all the purposes of human desire. Cannot faith invent too, and reach by some new means the outcasts who lie perishing around us? It was the presence of Jesus which excited victorious courage in the forebearers of the palsied man. Is not the Lord among us now? Have we seen His face for ourselves this morning? Have we felt His healing power in our own souls? If so, then through door, through window, or through roof, let us, breaking through all impediments, labor to bring poor souls to Jesus. All means are good and decorous when faith and love are truly set on winning souls. If hunger for bread can break through stone walls, surely hunger for souls is not to be hindered in its efforts. O Lord, make us quick to suggest methods of reaching Thy poor sin-sick ones, and bold to carry them out at all hazards.
To give to our nation, to bring them the message of of salvation. We'll work and watch and fight and pray. O men of God, arise. Men of God, arise, for he comes to claim his children.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
having gone through Hebrews 11, showing the great examples and exploits of faith, we're in the first part of Hebrews 12 as Paul the Apostle brings it all together and gives the application to the lives of God's people today. We start reading at verse 4 and we'll read through to verse 13. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, or as we in Britain have learned to say it, chastisement. I never know which I'm expected to say here in America. So you've got both ways now. But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Amen. The Lord will add his blessing to this portion of his own precious word for his name's sake. It's very difficult for us to glory in tribulation, as Paul termed it, or to say with the psalmist, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. In fact, we very naturally and all too readily jump to the very opposite conclusion and feel that affliction is in some way necessarily a token of the displeasure of the Lord. And if we don't feel that we have merited that displeasure, if in some way we feel we don't deserve what's happening to us, then we either give expression or bottle up within ourselves feelings of frustration, questioning, and even bitterness against the Lord for allowing such things to come our way. The devil has no more potent means of causing God's people to become weary and faint in their mind. You'll remember that it's Paul's entire purpose to stop God's people becoming faint in their mind, weary with the work and losing out with God. The devil is no more powerful weapon to induce that weariness of mind than this notion that every time we're suffering pain or hardship, it must be punishment from the Lord. That's the kind of mindset that was being inculcated into the Hebrew Christians by the enemies of the gospel. They were suffering under that kind of pressure. And so Paul put some very basic truths to them. He shows them, first of all, from Hebrews 11, that the united witness of the Old Testament saints shows that affliction and difficulty and pain and suffering are normal for the people of God. That was a big point. Because the people who were opposing these Hebrew Christians were pointing to them and saying, you're having such difficulty since you trusted Christ. Now, if he were the real Messiah, and if this were real eternal life, you wouldn't be suffering these things. You would be so much better off. This is all a counterfeit. It's all a farce. You'd be better to give up and come back into the camp of Judaism. Paul is saying these very same people openly admit that the Old Testament scriptures are the Word of God. They take the great names which I have listed for you in Hebrews 11 as the outstanding heroes of their religion. And yet when you look at those people, you find that upon their profession of faith, they had to suffer, they had to endure, they had opposition, they had trouble in the flesh, they had the mighty hatred of the world. They were in constant conflict. So the example of the Old Testament saints shows us that pain is not necessarily punishment, but it is normal for the servants of God. Their example should therefore encourage us faithfully to persevere and to endure. Then he comes into chapter 12 and shows that the example of the Lord Jesus Christ himself shows us very clearly how to endure suffering with the confident assurance that suffering and affliction are but the path to glory. Because the Lord Jesus Christ suffered contradiction of sinners against himself, but today he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That example should remind us that the thorny pathway of life is really the path to the throne. And then he makes a third point in verse 4 where we started our Bible reading. A very interesting and very powerful point. That the comparative ease which we enjoy should make us all the readier to endure the few and light afflictions which we are called upon to suffer and not give up. He says to these people, ye have not yet resisted unto blood. Now in comparison to the great heroes of the faith whom he had just mentioned from verse 35 of chapter 36 of chapter 11, they had cruel mockings and scourgings, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. That was their experience. Now Paul says, you have not yet resisted unto blood. Comparatively speaking, you have not had much to endure, and yet you're feeling like giving up. He said, when you think of what God's people have endured for Christ in other ages, you should be all the readier to endure the little light affliction which you are called upon to endure. Now, the Hebrew Christians to whom he was writing, by our standards, actually, had suffered a lot. Paul makes it clear that their names had been cast out as evil, that they had cheerfully taken the spoiling of their goods. Let that sink in. To see your possessions stolen from you, your hard-earned savings removed in a moment, the physical or real estate that people come to attach so much value to, just snatched from under your nose. He says, you have taken cheerfully the spoiling of your goods. He went on to say that they had endured a great fight of affliction. He said that they had been made a gazing stock by reproaches and by afflictions. Obviously, they had suffered a lot. It was only in comparison with the Old Testament saints and with men who had to pay a supreme price for Christ that they had suffered little. But you'll see immediately that in comparison to us, they had suffered a lot. All this prompted John Owen, the Prince of Puritan Divines, when he was commenting on this, to say, whatever befalls us on this side of blood, by that he would mean martyrdom, all that befalls us on this side of blood is to be looked on as a fruit of divine tenderness and mercy. Those were not empty words either from John Owen. John Owen lived in the critical days when the English monarchy was overthrown. But it came back again. And a man like Owen, who was known to be a great supporter of the parliamentary cause and to be a great preacher for Parliament, was living daily in danger of his life. He knew what it was to suffer affliction. But whatever befalls us this side of blood, he says, is to be taken as a token and a fruit of divine tenderness and mercy. We tend to give up very easily. The best of us. We tend to get discouraged because we don't have what other people have. Or we suffer what other people don't suffer. Or we don't see many things that we want to see. Paul says, look, you're suffering affliction. First of all, it's normal for the people of God to suffer. So don't give up on that score. Second, consider Christ. And the path of suffering and affliction is the path to the throne. But consider also how little we have to suffer, especially here today. We tend to think, you know, that the 20th century has somehow been a century without much blood for the church. That's only true in the Western world. But the 20th century, in actual figures, has been one of the most brutal and bloody centuries in the history of the Christian church, as millions have laid down their lives for Christ. It just so happens that in the providence of God, we haven't had to suffer. And yet the tragedy is that in the countries where there is least suffering, we are the readiest to give up when we meet with difficulty. Paul is saying, you haven't resisted unto blood. You shouldn't be so quick to give up. Be all the readier to suffer the light affliction we're called to endure. And then the fourth point that he makes, and this is where we have got to now develop through our thoughts through this passage. He shows that the nature of God's afflicting providences assures us that he is dealing wisely with us in fatherly love. That's the theme of verse 5 through to verse 11, and then it's applied in the last two verses.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.